Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Tuesday morning, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Lalisa J. Williams. You know, in spite of all that's going on, we have to still press on and move forward. As a matter of fact, even now more than ever before, we must continue to stay in the press. We do send out our condolences and are very saddened at the current situations in Maryland and the Naval Yard, having been a former United States Navy person. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be on the base where I am stationed and supposedly feeling protected, and to have this kind of thing, you know, happening. You know, when we go to work, we just, you know, assume that, and we place our safety in the hands of someone else. And when we're in our own houses, we know to have certain securities in place, have our doors locked. We take the necessary precautions that we are able to take in our own homes for our own safety. And when we go on the job, we expect that to be handled by our supervisors, by our CEOs and the people who own the company and are in charge of the company. And certainly in the military, you know there is security, because a naval base, a military base, any military base, not just Navy, but Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, or what have you, you have to take precaution because of what it, just the very fact of what it is, what it stands for, what's there. And so we just really are just, you know, beside ourselves. We know we've had mass murders in schools and what have you, and movie theaters and streets, on the streets, the bombings. Well, that was a bombing, not a mass shooting, but mass murder for sure. And so we just want to just take a moment to say to all of the entrepreneurs out there, you know, we're going to keep our head up. We're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to, you know, trust God and get close to God, because we know that He is the only one that can save us from this nonsense, from this mess. So we just pray that He would comfort those families who have lost those 12 individuals, and the one, all a part of someone's family. And so we just thank God right now for everything that He is doing. Well, as an entrepreneur, you know, you still have to keep going, because we still have our jobs. I was talking to a sister that works in the area not too far and goes there often to do things on the Naval Yard. And so, you know, it's really hitting close to home. She goes there and does whatever activities that they have there. I guess they're shopping and whatever else there is to do there. I've never been there myself. And to stop and think that, you know, my sister could have been there on yesterday, and how I thank God that she wasn't there to witness that or to be a victim to one of those bullets there. But, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. Things can happen to you anywhere. Anywhere, when there are crazy people who, you know, would take a gun
a rifle, a book, you know, what have you, and go after, you know, and someone else with no rhyme or reason, no meaning per se. You know, I did notice that some of the news that is being leaked out right now is that this person may have, according to friends, be one of those person that sits for hours and hours and plays violent video games. And what I noticed, I've seen some of those video games, and I was appalled at the very fact that a game like this exists, and even more appalled at the parents who buy these games for their children, because initially, you know, you buy them for your children when your children are small, and you think it's innocent. And then the child becomes addicted with murder. And I noticed in this video, it startled me because I saw that they were killing real people. And I knew they were killing something, but I'm thinking they're killing animal, you know, like monster type animals, monster type people, you know. But no, they're killing human beings that look like you and me. So that was startling to me, and I thought, huh, why would anyone want their child playing a game that kills real people? Okay, I can, even if someone made the game, why would you purchase a game like that for your child? But, you know, that's entrepreneurship too, because does a person have the entrepreneurial freedom to produce products that could produce possibly a naval yard? Okay, let's just say they do, because in this country you have the freedom to have pretty much whatever kind of business you want. So, in this country, and because, you know, they ain't doing that in some countries, but how can you do that, and then at the same time, you can do that, but at the same time, you know, just amazing. Totally, totally, utterly amazing. I don't know how you all think about it. Please, if you want to dial in and let me know your comments, what you think about these entrepreneurs who I say, okay, fine. If it's okay and if it's, you know, right for them to make that, all right. But do I have to purchase it as the parent or the godparent or the cousin or the big brother or whoever, you know? But anyway, so this is all about entrepreneurs. If you just tuned in, I'm Coach Lalisa doing the show this morning. Yesterday we talked about, the topic was, am I minding my business? Am I minding my business? And the thing is, you know, definitely if you're thinking about getting into a business that is, can have a negative impact, such as to me, that certainly is something that you want to think about. As you're minding your business, you want to mind whether the fact that you are doing something that would give people an opportunity to do something like that. I mean, I just can't even imagine being the maker of the, who makes these products? Who makes these products that gives people the option to kill other human beings? I would like to interview the company. If anybody knows of a company that produces those products, you know, please try to get them to be a guest on my show, because I would like to interview that entrepreneur who thinks that it's okay to produce those kinds of products, because I would like to know where their head at and what are their children playing with, and if their children play with those types of toys that they produce, a toy that kills other human beings. And I would just like to kind of know where their head is and what they're thinking about, and how they, you know, I would like to know how did they come about to make that type of toy. What was their goal. I would like to see their business plan. I would like to know, you know, what banks signed off on that business loan. I would like to know what bank read that business plan, if they read that business plan. If they read that business plan and said, oh, yeah, this sounds like a good idea, this game, you know. I would like, really, no, I'm serious. I would like to know, okay, what bank owner, what account rep read through that business plan and said, oh, yeah, this is going to be hot, you know. This is going to make us a lot of money. Let's do it. I would really be interested in seeing what banks that was so I could withdraw my money right now. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I don't know, y'all. That don't sound too kosher to me. I don't know how it sounds to you, but that just don't sit too well with my spirit, knowing that, you know, that's out there, and knowing that our children are innocent when they come here, okay? Yeah, we know there are demonic spirits that can take over a little baby. We know that. We've seen that, okay? But we also seen that we have many, many programs and things in place to help these kids that might come here already messed up, you know? You know, I don't believe that a whole lot of them do. I believe that they come here and they learn how to do this nonsense. But for the ones who, because if that was the case, he wouldn't have told us to train them up in the way they should go. Even if they come here full of nonsense, I believe we're able to take them and train them up to be something else, okay, to be something better. And I would just love to talk to the bank owners and the business owners who decided to make a game that kills human, that kills real humans. As the little boy said, his friends smoke real cigarettes. I saw that video clip. Well, yeah, I would like to talk to the people that believe in killing real people in a video. I would like to talk to those entrepreneurs. Here we are trying to help people release their power and become, so they can become who they really are. And then there's someone out there saying, no, kill them so they'll never become who they're supposed to be. So I would like to have that conversation. But today I want to also, you know, just encourage the entrepreneurs who can come up with products and services to help people like Mr. Alexis. You know, if this person is mentally challenged, if there's some type of mental issue, I think that there should be some way to help him, you know, some way to at least work with him. You know, we need to work with him or maybe work with the parents, you know, if their parents know that and ways to have, and I'm sure after this scenario, and others that now that you've messed with the military, now you done messed with somebody. Okay, it was bad enough you done messed with the children. And then it was bad enough you done messed with those in the movie theater, just average, everyday movie-going people. Then it was bad enough that you messed with those that would run a marathon. Okay, and now you done messed with the military. Okay, we got some real issues now. Now it's time to wake up everybody. Now it's time to pull out, what was the group? It's time to pull out their stuff and really look at, okay, what's really going on. Right? It's time to pull out, I can't think of the little singer's name, Melvin, Harold Melvin, yeah. It's time to pull out Harold Melvin and the Blue Note and say what's really going on. And let's say, come on, wake up, everybody. You know, no more sleeping in here, okay? Yes, it's time to wake up, everybody. And let's get, listen, I think it's going to be, I think we done turned a real big corner here on all of this killing. Now, like I said, you didn't mess with this one and that one. Now you didn't mess with the military. You didn't mess with something now, see. Now, you know, you real crazy. You came up on the military base, all right, a military facility where we know it's supposed to be the utmost in security. This ain't the movie theater where anybody and everybody can walk in. And, yeah, this is not a school where we should have had somebody at the door, but we didn't know. This is the military, okay? So, see, we can't just go on business as usual. Now it's time to really move out and start putting some things in place to really look at, and especially if they're saying that, okay, well, this person has some mental challenges and what have you. So now, okay, so maybe now people are ready to, all right, parents, let's work with these parents then who notice that their children have a problem, and you don't just stick them in a room and give them a video game to play, all right? And so, come on now. And then, and even if that's not the case in this scenario, but and you don't just sit up, okay, now we really going to be our brother's keeper. If you see somebody sitting up playing video games all day, and to the point where you would say to the person, aren't you too old to be playing that? Okay, well, you know what? It's time to call 911 for that individual, because we can't just put our heads in the sand on this, all right? We can't just, no, because if we got people running around thinking that they can walk up into a military base where you got the ultimate security, you know, the ultimate protection, if you got people thinking they can do that, and now that we done plastered that all over the news, well, guess what, America? It's really time to wake up and stop the foolishness or stop the madness, okay? All right, you had your fun acting like you didn't know nothing, okay? Now it's time to let's get it together for real, okay? Let's really, you know, do this, okay? Just really make sure that we are protecting our family members, our loved ones, our communities. Because, you know, those people who lost their lives, that's somebody's brother, mother, father, son, daughter, okay? And then these people are out there, you know, fighting for their country and protecting their country. And even if they're not in an active war, the very fact that they are military over here so that others, so that, you know, they can have the things that they need to have and what have you. So we know that this is just another opportunity, because God is going to definitely get the glory out of this, because we are truly, truly, truly praying. We are praying for a blessing. We are praying for a miracle, okay? We're praying for miracles. We're praying for blessings. And for us business owners, this is time to be thinking about businesses that will keep our people safe. It is time to start thinking about business ideas that will keep our people protected. It's time to think about business ideas that will get people's heads in the right place. You know, I think about this young man, you know, where in the world was his head at? And who was monitoring that? You know, we almost got to be, everybody got to be on somebody. It's like in sports, when you play basketball, right? You know the person that you're on, the person that you're to check, the person that you're to, in a game, that's the person who, when you play, especially when you play basketball, they all have the person that they're supposed to go after and make sure that person don't make it to the basket. Or I imagine it's a similar thing when you play soccer and what have you, those kind of sports, where everybody has a person that you're on. You're on top of, in other words, you're on top of that. So we got to make sure that everybody got somebody that you're on top of, and you're monitoring that person. It may be your family member. It may be a next-door neighbor. You see, we got to open our eyes now, no more. Again, we can't just put our head in the sand and act like we don't see nothing. We got to start seeing everything and then some. watching these children, making note that everybody's got to become a social worker now. Everybody's got to become a caring parent now, whether you've ever had children or not. You have to now become a caring parent. And we got to care for these kids and talk to them and see what's going on with them. And I don't know how old this young man was, but I'm suspecting he was pretty old. So I know normally on Tuesday mornings we do our host. I co-host the show, as you know, on Tuesday mornings with Professor Terry Benjamin. But he has his setup is a little bit different now in the mornings. And I told you my Tuesday mornings are set up a little bit different. And so the show, we'll just do a half hour today, and then we'll bring him back on another day. Or the show, we'll bring him back on Tuesdays, probably once the semester, unless we figure out another way to get his shows to you. But we'll probably do some reruns for a little while, starting probably next month. We'll air some of his previously taped shows, and then those of you can still listen to what he has to share. And we're excited still, and because you know what, it's like President Obama said, this person is a coward. This person would do something like that, you know, go in and sneak into a military base, because he had to sneak in, and would go in there and do something like that. Absolutely a coward. But again, you know, we have to just be, I think we just need to be definitely more prayerful and just praying that, you know, God would protect us and keep us protected. But at the same time, we know that we have a real work to do. So we're going to continue to be out there supporting each other now more so than ever before, you know, because we know there is a real enemy. So no sense of fighting each other over little petty stuff. You know, it's time to move on away from that and begin to really work and support with each other and other business owners. So if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, and we wish you much, much, much success. We say move out, move forward, go for it, go for the gusto. You know, I can't believe it's already 90 seconds left to the show. The show is almost over. It just seems like we just got started this morning, but we're going to end on time this morning because we have to get to our next destination. So because I have to get to our destination, our next destination, we do have to end the show now. Pleasure. It's been great. Again, our condolences and our prayers go out for this situation in Maryland and around, not just Maryland, other places, you know, where there's so much gunfire. Guns. So we're just going to be praying that those entrepreneurs who are making a lot of money off the sale of guns, I pray that they find another business to get into. So we'll be back here tomorrow, Wednesday, same time, right here on All About Entrepreneurs. Gear up, get ready for Friday. Remember, Friday mornings is our open mic. Businesses get to call in, showcase your business. Entrepreneurs, make something happen for yourselves today. There are trainings out there. There are classes. There are programs. There are things for you to do to improve your business. There are business contracts, and our hearts are saddened. Our hearts are definitely saddened, but we must go on. We must go on. So be blessed and keep on moving on, and we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. This has been Coach LaLisa. Thanks for tuning in.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.